It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 12, 2015. Today is the 206th anniversary of the birth of Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, on this date in 1809. In surveys of scholars ranking the presidents since the 1940s, Lincoln is consistently ranked in the top three, often number one. A study in 2004 found that scholars in the fields of history and politics nearly always placed Lincoln number one, while legal scholars have generally ranked him second after Washington. Of all the presidential ranking polls conducted since 1948, Lincoln has been rated at the very top in the majority of them. Generally, the top three are Lincoln, Washington, and Franklin D. Roosevelt, although Lincoln and Washington, and Washington and Roosevelt are occasionally reversed. President Lincoln's assassination made him a national martyr and elevated him to almost mythic proportions. He was viewed by abolitionists as a champion for human liberty. Republicans linked his name to their party. Many, though not all, in the South considered Lincoln a man of outstanding ability. Social historian Barry Schwartz argues that objective assessments of Lincoln's reputation grew slowly in the late 1800s until the Progressive Era in the early 20th century, when he emerged as one of the most revered heroes in American history. Even many white Southerners agreed. The high point came in 1922 with the dedication of the Lincoln Memorial on the Mall in Washington. In the New Deal era, liberals honored Lincoln not so much as the self-made man or the Great War president, but as the advocate of the common man who doubtless would have supported the welfare state. In the Cold War years, Lincoln's image shifted to emphasize the symbol of freedom who brought hope to those oppressed by communist regimes. By the 1970s, Lincoln had become a hero to political conservatives for his intense nationalism, his support of business, his insistence on stopping the spread of human bondage, and his devotion to the principles of the Founding Fathers. But at the same time, liberals were having second thoughts, especially regarding Lincoln's views on racial issues. The emphasis shifted away from Lincoln the Emancipator to the argument that blacks had freed themselves from slavery, or at least were responsible for pressuring the government on emancipation. Nevertheless, Lincoln remains at the summit of American historical figures. Since his death 150 years ago in 1865, he has been honored like no other, with the exception of Washington himself. Lincoln's portrait appears on two denominations of American money, the penny and the $5 bill. His likeness also can be found on postage stamps, and he has been memorialized in the names of towns, cities, and counties all over the land, including the capital of Nebraska. There is the Great Memorial in Washington and the monumental sculpture on Mount Rushmore. Ford's Theater, where he was shot, and the Peterson House across the street where he died are revered as national shrines. In the 1930s and 40s, the memory of Abraham Lincoln was practically sacred and provided the nation with a moral symbol inspiring and guiding American life. During the Great Depression and the Second World War that followed, Americans looked to Franklin D. Roosevelt to lead them, but they often asked, "What would Lincoln do?" I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 12, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.